Welcome back to the program where we take our planet more personally. We hope all of you do as well. Time now for Tree Hugger.
I'm Simran Sethi. Welcome to Tree Hugger Radio, brought to you by the leading environmental site on the World Wide Web, treehugger.com. Today we get personal with actor and environmental activist Ed Begley Jr. Ed is well known for his work in film and on television shows, including St. Elsewhere, The West Wing, 6 Feet Under, Arrested Development, and most recently, his reality show, Living with Ed. Ed, the series chronicles your life as one of the greenest celebrities in Hollywood. Is this at odds with the industry as a whole?
You know, it certainly has been a big problem for many years, the way the entertainment industry has celebrated consumerism and excess. But I think that's changed. I think people nowadays in the entertainment industry, in every walk of life, are doing things differently. I think certainly when you see what groups like EMMA, the Environmental Media Association, has done to try to get productions to behave in a more energy efficient manner, you know, not just on the set, but in the production office. I think that Hollywood has come a long way. Have they come far enough? Absolutely not. You know, we need to do a lot more, but there are solutions now. There's lots of things that are done on the set and in the production office, and it needs to be done. At the Oscars, you know, people arrived in hybrid cars and biodiesel vehicles rather than the stretch limousines of the past. There were carbon offsets used to mitigate the energy use of the Academy Awards. You know, Hollywood is changing, and it just needs to happen as quickly as possible.
I so appreciate you highlighting the ways that not only is the content evolving, but also the production itself, because according to a recent UCLA study, the entertainment industry is the second most polluting industry in Los Angeles, which is right after the oil industry. So I think there's great opportunity here. I wonder, in light of, you know, this still, in addition to, of course, people rolling up in Priuses for the Oscars or really working to promote the messages of environmentalism, how do you, in your own circles and you know, in meeting people every day, work to educate them when instead of coming up in the Prius, they're showing up in the Hummer limo?
You know, I try not to preach. I find that turns people off, you know, more than just doing what I do and being available when people want information, to just go to the different events as I have on my bicycle sometimes, in an electric car and a hybrid car. I find that I get a lot more flies with honey than I do with vinegar. You know, I go out there and I just do what I do, and people are drawn to that. They come to me, people with gas-guzzling cars regularly come to me. They go, hey, I see you all the time in that Prius. Do those really work? And I get more people on board than going out and getting in people's faces and saying, you know, why are you driving that Hummer? You know, don't you know what that does? They know what it does, you know, and there's some people that you're going to go and get in their face, they're not going to convert anyway. The people that are really got their heels dug in, the people that you might reach who might make a change, you're going to reach more by example, you know, by doing what you do and showing that it's energy efficient, it's cost effective, and it's comfortable.
One of the things that really resonated with me in an earlier interview you did was saying that your father has been really influential in shaping your worldview on environmentalism, but he was a conservative that liked to conserve, and he wouldn't have necessarily identified himself as an environmentalist per se. So really, in a sense, we all have a dog in this fight.
I think we do, and even if you believe that global climate change is not caused at all by humans, or they have a very minor impact on the current warming trend, you must accept that there is warming, that the snows of Kilimanjaro receding, the Glacier National Park is losing its glaciers, Arctic ice is disappearing at an alarming rate. Having accepted those facts, why would you possibly put a febrile patient in a sauna? By that I mean, if there's some warming that's happening because of solar activity or what have you, that some of the skeptics suggest that that's the real reason, man has nothing to do with. Again, why would you add to that warming with, you know, putting more panes of glass in the greenhouse, which, you know, CO2 certainly does. And having said that, take that even further. when what you're doing also has other wonderful positive effects. By that I mean it's going to cut down on pollution in a city like LA or Bakersfield or Houston that are non-attainment cities that aren't attaining the federal clean air standards, where you're also going to reduce your dependence on Mideast oil, which is a good thing for our national security, where you're also going to put money in your pocket in the long term with all these energy efficiency measures that I've done around my house that have been not just good for the environment, but good for my pocketbook.
Absolutely. And speaking of the changes you've done in your own house, if people, you know, you offered up a lot of tips on your show, Living with Ed. If people only took away one thing, what would you want them to do?
The number one thing that anybody can do is transportation related. Find some alternative to driving around in that normal, I'll use the term normal, automobile. Put the car keys, you know, leave them on your dresser one day a week. By that I mean walk if you can walk in your neighborhood to accomplish things as I can in my neighborhood. Take public transportation if it's available where you live. Ride a bike if weather and fitness permit. And, you know, the next thing would be home energy use. If you can cut down on your energy use in your home in some way, you know, I think that would be the next best thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I'm so inspired just talking to you and finding out about the things that you're doing. And, you know, just sort of reading Robert Kennedy Jr.'s description of you as someone who has this social obligation and this, you know, very strong sense of responsibility in the world. How did this come about? Where did this come from in you? And how do you impart it to your family?
You know, it came about for one very positive reason and one very negative reason. The positive influence was being a Boy Scout. I grew up scouting. I was a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout. And so I got to love the outdoors. There was that. Then the negative impact was certainly living in smoggy LA in the 50s and 60s and through 1970 when I finally made the change. I got fed up at one point. I was 20 years old and I went, enough already. The smog is so horrible. I don't want to be part of the problem. I'll be a small part, admittedly, but a small part of the solution. And I bought my first electric car. I started recycling. I started composting, buying all biodegradable soaps and detergents. And it's worked very well from 1970 to date. That's 37 years. And it's been a great journey.
Thanks for joining us. For the latest eco news, plus extended interviews with leading environmentalists from David Suzuki to Hunter Lovins, log on to treehugger.com or subscribe to this podcast. Just go to iTunes and look for Tree Hugger Radio. And to keep these segments going, email sponsorship opportunities to us at advertising@treehugger.com. Thanks for listening.
And to keep our program going, please go to our website at www.ecotalk.net and make a donation through PayPal. We are listener supported at this stage in transition to the new Air America management and ownership team. Not sure what our fate's going to be, but in the meantime, we want to continue to bring you breaking green news every day. Fresh shows is what we like to do, but that takes money. And the only way we can get it is through donations at this point till we can sell advertising properly and figure out where we're going next. We hope it is to continue on this network. But either way, we want to thank you for listening and supporting us. Every dollar right now will make a difference.